Today, Shia Mishabur Yami is even tough. Mem Gimel Sif Gimel. Im Kanu Shum Davar B'Chametz Acher She Shaos Mutter. And they Shachametz Eino Tofes Damav. What does this all mean? It's saying here that if someone went ahead and bought any object with Chametz after the sixth hour, after it already becomes Aser Bahana, even right now it's Chametz that's Aser Bahana. So that object itself that was exchanged for the chametz does not itself become usser. It's mutter, because chametz itself does not go ahead and transfer onto its monetary value. By through like hekdesh, you know, there's an idea of the kedusha transferring, like that. The isser chametz does not transfer onto something that it's sold for. In other words, you're not allowed to sell something that's usser ba'ana. Same way you're not allowed to sell hekdesh, right? You're not allowed to sell. So you're not allowed to sell us chametz, which is asr ba'ana. But if you go ahead and you sell chametz asr ba'ana, the chametz stays asr ba'ana. And the money that's given for the chametz does not become asr ba'ana. You don't transfer the isser. You might have thought that like other isser, like hekdesh, gets transferred onto the money that's exchanged for the hekdesh. When it comes to the chametz, the money that's exchanged for the chametz that's asr, again, even after the shah shishis, even after chametz becomes asr ba'ana, will not go ahead and become usher itself. I mean, the money will not, none of that, the Isra no will not be transferred onto it. So let's see, it's going to be spelled out here in Simon, in Sif Katan Tesvav. Let's see, Sif Katan Tesvav. Achar Sheish Shos. So again, we're talking about where someone bought any object with chametz. So again, we had, in this case, not so much the money, we're talking even, let's say, you took the chametz, and with the chametz, you went ahead now and bought a basketball with the chametz. So does the basketball become now asr ba'ana? She says no. Same like money doesn't get transferred onto. Same money doesn't get transferred onto the money. Doesn't get transferred onto the basketball. The basketball does not become asr ba'ana, even though it was used to acquire chametz. It's asr ba'ana. So look what he says. What does it mean? This is achar eish sheishos. After this basketball was acquired with the chametz after the sixth hour. She says rotolomar. This means to say afa gav de az asr ba'ana, even though after the sixth hour. Okay, we know that going ahead and getting hana from the chametz, and again, if it's after the full sixth hour, already the beginning of the seventh hour, it's aser b'hana min haTorah. Even though the chametz is already aser b'hana min haTorah l'rov haposkim, according to the majority of poskim. So therefore, imkein halo ka'avar b'kniyasa adaraisa. Even so, when the guy went ahead and he acquired the basketball using his chametz, so again, like, what did he do? He went ahead and he acquired the basketball with his chametz. So he used chametz, it's asr ba'ana, which is asr to do. You can't, if it's asr ba'ana, you can't go ahead and use it to buy a basketball. So even though he was over an isr d'oraisa of an isr ana of acquiring the basketball with the chametz, it's asr ba'ana, and that's asr d'oraisa to do, afilu achi b'di'eved eino tofes damav. Even so, b'di'eved, the isr does not transfer to its monetary value, meaning the isr ana, it was asr for you to do. It was asr for you to buy the basketball with the chametz. But it does not transfer, the isr ana does not transfer to the basketball. You got it? That's what it means, eino tofes damav. It doesn't grab on to the monetary value. The lo matzino sheyitvos ha'isr al adavar. We don't see that the concept of anything being asr, that any asr item transferring its isr to the object that it's exchanged for, except ki im b'avodah zarah. Where do we see this? B'avodah zarah, hekdesh, and shvius. Those are the three places. If you go ahead and you use avodah zarah, which is asr ba'ana, to acquire a basketball, basketball becomes asr. If you use hekdesh to acquire a basketball, the basketball becomes asr ba'ana. If you, these are all things, and also if you use shvius, shmita produce, it has kedushas shvius, which is asr again, but no, you can't use it, you know, you can't go ahead and use it for other things. So that also will become asr. Those are the only things. But chametz, which is asr b'ana, we don't find that if you go ahead and acquire a basketball with chametz, that isr ana will transfer on to the basketball and to the other items. L'fizeh, and therefore he says, hu adin, the same would be bepesach gufa. The same would be true if one would use the chametz to go ahead and purchase an item, not only after the sixth hour, but even during Pesach itself, the Isser Gamken Eino Tofes Damav, the Iser Hana would also not transfer on to the money. Okay? Again, he feels the need to say that because it sounds like he's emphasizing after the 6 hours. So that maybe during Pesach it's really serious. And during Pesach, if you buy the basketball with the chametz, then you know the basketball will become usher. No, the basketball will become usher. Obviously, it's still usher to do because it's usher ba'ana. The chametz is usher ba'ana. You're not allowed to benefit from the chametz. So obviously, it's usher to acquire the basketball with it. But the basketball itself does not become usher. Okay. Now we go on to Sifkat and Tazayin. So he says it's mutter. Right? So again, the basketball is mutter, even though it was usher to do. The basketball is mutter to play with. So look what he says. Tazayin, mutter. Hainu afilu misha kano gufa. So then he says, not only is it mutter, but he says it's even mutter for the person who bought it himself. In other words, when we talk about chametz, that's asr ba'ana. Is chametz asr ba'ana only to the owner? No. Chametz that was left around by a Jew and it wasn't sold to a guy, it wasn't destroyed, is asr ba'ana to the whole world. The chametz itself. So when we say now that the basketball is not asr ba'ana, because it was transferred with the chametz. Does that mean that the person himself can go ahead and use the basketball? Sounds like yes, right? That's what he says. Meaning, it's mutter, even for the person himself who did the bad thing. Meaning, not only is it not usher b'hana, like chametz, even the guy himself who did the bad thing and went ahead and what? Bought the basketball with the chametz, even he could use it. Okay? That's what he says. Afilu misha kana gufa. V'chol shecheinah, for sure, acherim shari. For sure, others can go ahead and be lenos meoso dover. Of course, others can go ahead and play with the basketball. Not only the one who acquired the basketball with the chametz, everyone, kal v'chomer, if the guy himself can, okay, then for sure others can. But now he goes on and he says, not everyone agrees to this. He says, the da, you should know, this is the das of the Shulchan Aruch. The das ha-mischaber lav divrei akolu. Not everyone goes ahead and agrees to this. The yesh migdolei aposkim. There are gdolei aposkim, big poskim. Right, Rashi, Taisus, and others, Shesovrin, that hold the Afal Gav de la Cherim Shari Leonos Michalufei Chametz. Even though others can go ahead and be nene from the basketball that was transferred, that was used in exchange for the Chametz, because it doesn't become like the Chametz, it doesn't become asav like the Chametz. Why? Because the Chametz ain't a tofus damev b'diavet. Because the Chametz does not go ahead and transfer on to the basketball b'diavet. Mikol makom, look what he says to the bad boy who did it. The Baal HaChametz Atzmo, to the one who owned the Chametz and bought the basketball with the Chametz, Kansu Rabbanan, the Chachamim went ahead and they were kindnessing, because he did a bad thing. Shelo Yena Min Adomim, that he can't be Nene from that which he exchanged for the Chametz. Kevan Da'avar Isura, because he was over a big Isser, he was over this Isser of the Isser Anah of Chametz. So again, it's not that the Isser Anah was transferred onto the basketball. That we all know. And therefore, others could use it. But not everyone agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Some say that the guy himself, who was over the Isser of using the Chametz after the 6 hour to go ahead and acquire a basketball, which was usher to do because usher b'ana, so these other poskim say that he wouldn't be able to play basketball with it. He wouldn't be able to use it. Because for the person himself, the Chachamim came and they fined him. They would kindness him that he's not allowed to go ahead and use that which he acquired with the Chametz. And that's what he says. The eino muter l'didei. It's only going to be muter to the guy himself who owns the chametz. Ella b'shemachru o echlifo acherim chametzo shelo b'yadiyaso. The only time he would be allowed himself to use the basketball is if someone else went ahead and took his basketball now. Sorry, took his chametz and acquired a basketball for him with the chametz. And now, you know, he never did it. And now the chametz is gone, and now he has the basketball. So then he would be able to be nene from the basketball. In other words, if someone else came and took his chametz, again, he had this obligation to do what? To destroy the chametz. Now, someone went ahead and snatched his chametz that he kept around and acquired a basketball. So, the owner in that case of the chametz, he wasn't over any isser. He didn't take the chametz and acquire the basketball. Someone else did it. So in that case, since we say that the Isser Hanah doesn't transfer to the basketball, in that case, the owner of the Chametz would be able to play with the basketball because he did not use his Chametz to buy the basketball. Someone else bought it for him. Right? The Yesh, Lahachmir, He says you should be machmir kedas ka poskim elu. So you should be machmir like these poskim. That if the person himself who goes ahead and acquires things with chametz afterwards cannot benefit from it, except shalobim ked hefseid meruba, unless there was some kind of hefseid meruba, some type of massive loss involved. Okay, the da'od, and you should know as well, the afla de'azu, even according to this opinion, im avar v'kana min adamim is a davar. I go like this. What would be the story according to these poskim? Yeah, listen to this. What would be the story according to these poskim? These poskim say that the person himself can't benefit from the basketball because he was over an issur because he himself was over the issur of acquiring a basketball with chametz. Chachamim were kind of saying that he can't play with the basketball. What if he then goes ahead and sells the basketball or transfers the basketball for a football? So there he says everyone says he'd be able to use the football. He goes, he says va'afu de'azu im avar v'kana min adamim eiz adavar. If he went and he was kind of something else with these damim, with the basketball. So if he went ahead afterwards, so what he could do, he can't play with the basketball, but he could pull shtick, take the basketball and acquire a different basketball, or right, and that the hobby, what that's what's called chalipe chalipin, a switch of the switch. He switched the switch. He transferred the transfer. He took that which was exchanged for chametz, and then he exchanged it for something else. So then he'll be able to go according to everybody. Use that thing that he exchanged, the second item that he exchanged, that he could use. So again, he has chametz. He goes ahead, he's a bad boy, and he exchanges the chametz for a basketball. So we're machmir for the poskim to say the person himself can't play with that basketball. What if he takes that basketball and transfers it for and exchanges it for something else? So that thing that he exchanges it for, he would be able to go ahead and use. The other person also will be able to use it. Why? Because the other person had nothing to do with the Isser. And again, it's only Isser for the person himself who did the Isser. We don't say that the actual basketball, the original basketball, actually became Isser Banan, like Chametz. You with me? Okay. Then he writes, Og Kasvu Achron. The Achronim also writes, The Afilu Lefi Das Machmirim, even according to these Machmirim, he says, Bechametz, Lesor Bechalipa Vladidei Gufe. Even according to these machmirim, that are going to answer the exchange item for the person himself, right? Even according to these poskim that say the basketball will be asur for the person who exchanged the basketball for chametz itself, it's only if he took the basketball at the time when he gave the chametz. Meaning it has to be an exact exchange. Meaning he gave the chametz, and immediately with the giving of the chametz, the other guy gave him the basketball. However, let's say you go ahead and you give the chametz to, you know, Joe Shmo Guy or whatever, okay, after Pesach, okay, or after the sixth hour, and 24 hours later, you go take the basketball in exchange for it. So he says, that would be also okay. It's only if it's mamish in exchange, an immediate exchange. Because once the Nachri just stopped, took the chametz into his rishus, so what did he do? Nikne lo chametz miyah. He acquired it immediately. Al yidei lekichaso, I'm taking it. Umashenata lo achar kach damav o chalipav hareyem kimatana ba'alma. And that which he gave them afterwards, like the basketball, is like a matana. Afterwards. I mean, it's not being viewed as an exchange. So once it's not being used in exchange for the chametz, but rather viewed as a matana that he's giving them later, so then of course everyone will say even the guy who gave the chametz to the non-Jew for the basketball, in that case, since he gave the basketball later as a matana, not in part of the immediate exchange, he'd be able to get on and play ball and jab backwards with it. The einam shayichim klal lechametz velo mikri chalipa. It's not going to be at all shayich to the chametz. It's not considered something that was exchanged for the chametz, the basketball, because it came later as a matana. Finally, sif katan yud zayin, eino tofes damav. So we said the basketball itself, according to everybody, the basketball itself doesn't become asur bahana like the chametz, meaning other people for sure can go ahead and play with the basketball, even though it was actually a basketball that was exchanged for chametz that was asur bahana. So he says, "Ein yom tov is dama b'chametz atzmo la'olam omei b'yisura." And you should know, not only that, the chametz always stays b'yisur, because sometimes you can say, you know, what happens if there's a transfer? So then the iser and the kedusha, what happens with hekdesh? When there's a transfer, it could be a transfer, and the kedusha could go ahead and be transferred onto the coins. For example, what do you do with meiser sheni? Talking about something else. What would you do with meiser sheni? You take the meiser sheni if you lived in Tiberia. You take the meiser sheni produce, which is hekdesh, which is kadosh, and you transfer it onto coins. And the kedusha of the meiser sheni was now transferred onto the coins. You could eat the meiser sheni in Tiberia, because now it's no longer meiser sheni. Because where's the kedusha of the meiser sheni? In the coins. And then you bring the coins to where? To Yerushalayim, and buy produce with the money in Yerushalayim, putting the kedusha back on the produce. That's what happens with meiser sheni, because the kedusha transfers onto the money. So what he's saying here, since the chametz is not transferring onto anything, because the chametz remains chametz, and the basketball didn't become aser banal like chametz. So the chametz stays aser forever, even though, let's say, he gave the chametz to a non-Jew for a basketball, that chametz stays aser bahana forever. Okay? So for example, let's say you went ahead and you gave all your chametz to, you know, you gave all your chametz, you had great chametz, you gave it to a non-Jewish grocery store. And he had thousands of boxes of your Cheerios there. And he paid for it. Another Jew can't go and take that chametz, because that's all chametz all over Pesach. The fact that the guy now went ahead and paid a Jew and, right, bought all that chametz and now owns that chametz, it's not going to take away the iser on that chametz. That chametz that's aser forever and ever stays aser forever and ever. And everyone's aser to go in and take it from the non-Jew, from the non-Jewish grocery store. Afil chazar akum v'chichu v'acher. Even if the akum then goes ahead and does what? Flips it with something else. The chametz always remains aser. V'afilu machar Yisrael la'akum machar Pesach. And even if the Yisrael sells it, as we just gave, to the non-Jew after Pesach, when it's just chametz sha'avar alav Pesach. The kema the chachamim hetilu iser alav. Once the chachamim put an iser on it, tavana hareyu kechaticha b'yisura. It's a chaticha that's aser. It's an item that's aser forever and ever and ever. Kasav Chak Yaakov writes, Dagon, listen to this one. Dagon shenis chametz, va'avar lava pesach v'nizra. What happens if you have wheat, grains, kernels, that became chametz? And you know what happened? Afterwards, these kernels and this grain that became chametz was then used to go ahead and plant more wheat. So the wheat was created with what? With chametz. So you put these chametz kernels, let's say, into the ground. So those kernels were aser ba'ana forever and ever and ever. You couldn't feed it to your cow, whatever. It's aser ba'ana. But you went ahead and you planted it. And now you don't want to go ahead and eat the kernel. What do you want to eat? What do you want to benefit from? The new wheat. So he says, gidulav mutarin. That which grows out of it is going to be permissible. The gidulin avikichalipin. Because it's like something that was what? Transferred for the chametz. It was originally what? It was originally a kernel of grain. Now it's no more a kernel of grain. Now it's, you know what? Now you have something else there. Namely, a what? A new plant. So he says, that's not a comparison. He held the gidulin gara michalipin. It's not the same exact thing as when something gets exchanged for the chametz. This grew out of the chametz. Ulekulei alma aser. And according to everyone, it's going to be aser. Check it out.